The small town of Altar in the Mexican state of Sonora has become a hub for migrants who are preparing to cross into the United States. 60 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border, immigrants use Altar as a staging ground for the dangerous journey ahead. They come in such great numbers that responding to the needs of immigrants has become a way of life in Altar. Alexandra De Palma reports.
In the central plaza, rows of street vendors surround Altar's domed yellow church. Instead of the trinkets and souvenirs typically sold by street vendors, these stands display a more unusual selection of products.
Vendemos mochilas, vendemos zapatos, tenis, gorros, pasamontañas, guantes.
Alfredo Triana sells supplies to immigrants preparing for the dangerous trip across the border. At his stand, rows of yellow foot cream bottles are neatly displayed alongside backpacks, shoes, socks, and ski masks. Triana says that these items are crucial for immigrants who must be prepared to walk for 3 nights through the desert.
Mil pesos. Se equipa de chamarra, de zapato, de mochila.
Triana says it usually costs less than $100 to fully equip one person to cross the border. This includes clothing, shoes, and food for the journey. No matter how well prepared migrants may be, they still face a huge risk. Dario is a 19-year-old smuggler from a nearby town who sits in front of the church near rows of street vendors. He wears blue shorts and a knockoff Ed Hardy hat. Dario charges between $1,000 and $2,000 per person for a trip across the border. He says he's been caught by the Border Patrol 10 times and the agents are only getting tougher. Driving down one of Altar's main roads in a tan suburban, Father Prisciliano Peraza Garcia beeps and waves to nearly every passing car. He claims to know everyone in town. Peraza has served as Altar's priest and central figure for 5 years. Altar is an ideal location for immigrants to prep for their trip across the American border, Peraza says. The town is 60 miles from the border and is near the Tohono O'odham Native American Reservation, where he says there's no border patrol. According to the Tucson Border Patrol, Peraza is mistaken. The reservation falls within the Tucson sector, and the Border Patrol maintains a strong presence there. Nevertheless, Altar is a central point for immigrants. Peraza is also in charge of one of Altar's many migrant shelters, which provide immigrants with food, clothing, and a place to sleep. In one shelter near Peraza's office, migrant men land bunk beds made of wood and iron, cushioned only by a worn layer of carpet. An Indiana Jones movie plays nearby on a small-screen TV. According to Peraza, there are 90 similar shelters in Altar, a striking number for a town of just over 8,000.
Por ahí caminamos, desde la parroquia, vamos a la casa del Camin, es el nombre de un migrante muerto.
After leaving the shelter, Peraza drives a couple of reporters to the immigrant's point of departure. He passes dozens of white crosses lining the road. Every cross has a name of an immigrant who died along the way to the border, Peraza says. One large white cross has the number 6,000 written across it in red paint. This represents the number of immigrants who have died while crossing, but the number rises each year.
Niños, la familia, por mujeres migrantes.
Last year alone, 417 deaths were reported across the border. Peraza has gone to countless funerals and has visited the morgue where the unidentified bodies of immigrants are kept. Immigrants suffer from every imaginable abuse, Peraza says. From kidnappings to beatings to robbery, they are exposed to everything.
Entonces hay que regresarle ese rostro humano a la migración.
Today, Peraza says, immigration has become modern-day slavery. Above all, he hopes to someday restore a human face to the suffering immigrant.